This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today, as in the Old West, there were those who professed religion but lived lives quite the opposite. Coming right up is a story about one such man.
Over the past 30 years, Montana has consistently ranked in the nation's top five states for suicides. This is not a statistic to be proud of. Many factors contribute to this, like social isolation, increased access to firearms, and alcohol use as a coping mechanism. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services is making it easier for anyone to get help through the new crisis call or text line 988. Let's give Montana a better statistic to be known by. If you or someone you know needs help, dial 988.
Sometimes, when you're out camping or just cruising the backwoods, it doesn't take too long to go from, wow, look at that, to, whoa, what was that? That's when a Ford F-150 truck becomes the key to survival. With the towing and payload capacity to haul out everything you brought into the wild, the outdoors can be unforgiving. But a Ford F-150 is the best companion you've got. Get a great deal on an F-150 today, only at your local Ford dealer.
Deacon Miller was a little man who was quiet and never cussed. He dressed like a traveling minister and was an avid churchgoer. At the same time, he was one of the most ruthless assassins of the Old West. It's estimated that 40 or more people died from lead that came from his guns. Some of them were even his relatives. His contracts were usually carried out on unarmed men from behind a rock or tree using a rifle. There are those who say he was involved with the death of Pat Garrett, the lawman who shot Billy the Kid. A man named Brazel, who was renting Garrett's ranch, confessed to killing Garrett, but at the time a mysterious man who fit Deacon Miller's description by the name of Adamson was negotiating the purchase of the ranch. Some feel he didn't actually pull the trigger, but like many theories about the events of the Old West, we'll probably never know the truth. Deacon Miller's last contract kill was on a lawman named Gus Babbitt. As was his style, Miller ambushed Babbitt. Unfortunately, Babbitt lived long enough to describe Miller. Miller and three helpers were arrested. Deacon Miller was noted for being a smooth talker, and he bragged that with his ability to con and a high-priced lawyer, he was going to be able to beat this rap. Some of the locals believed him. So on April 19, 1909, they broke Deacon Miller and his three friends out of jail, escorted them to a barn, and hanged them. Deacon Miller went to his reward. And there was little doubt by anyone who knew him the direction in which that reward was located.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.